Jeff.
Yeah, Dan, can you hear me?
Yeah, all right, we'll crop this part out.
All right.
All right, now, welcome to the show. My name's Dan Valentino, and I'm with a special guest. Jeff, say hi. Introduce
Hello,
yourself.
everybody. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, of course, of course, of course. Jeff's my good friend. He's the only person I know that also loves Formula One as much as I do. Maybe a little bit more, probably a little bit less, but hey, he knows his stuff. So my name is Dan, and I like cars. Welcome back to episode 3 now of season 1. And today our topic's going to be basically the overview of the hybrid era of Formula One. And also, is Mercedes the dominance of Mercedes and Lewis Hamilton ruining Formula One as a whole? Me and Jeff both started watching F1 in the hybrid era, so I've watched races in the past of Senna, Prost, also races from the 2000s, 2008, 2001, 2009, Jenson Button and Virgin Racing and Braun GP and that jazz. And I've watched the Red Bulls in Vettel dominate in
Yeah.
2010 to 2013. So, we'll just dive right into it. So, first, let's just start. What is the hybrid era? The hybrid era, I mean, 2014, they switched the engines to. Since 2014, they went from a 2.4-liter V8 engines that were a lot more powerful, and the sound was a absolutely amazing. Jeff,
Yeah,
you can explain.
I even agree with that. Yeah, I do like this.
I just don't understand how the sound it sacrifices so much. Because you would think necessarily a V6 doesn't sound bad, in my opinion. Correct, Jeff?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
It wouldn't think it, especially with the turbo, like. Maybe it would sound good, sound like the MP44 and the Renaults from the 80s, but it literally sounds like a piece of poo garb going down the thing, going down the straight. Don't you agree, Jeff?
I would concur with that statement, yes.
Now, why you're wondering how did they gain this power back with the V6 1.6-liter V6 turbos? I mean, yes, they have the turbo, but I don't they still think that you're losing almost 1,000 liters or 1 liter of displacement's gonna fix your issues with a turbo. So they added the brand new MGU-H and MGU-K. Those are the hybrid systems that they have. The hybrid electric systems use power under braking. They gain energy. I don't necessarily know how they do that. And it's stored in a battery and is put an output through an electric motor which the drivers can control. I don't My opinion on that, Jeff's a little bit more into electric and all that, so his opinion is obviously more graduated than my opinion on the whole hybrid thing, but.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna have to agree with you though. I think I'm not a big fan of the hybrid era because the reliability happened just a couple of years ago. I'm not sure which Grand Prix, but he had to retire because the whole entire system failed and was not happy.
Just the hybrid system, correct?
Yeah.
So that's the thing is you can drive the cars at without the hybrid, but I'm looking on Motor Trend. I'm using this as my source, credit to them, no copyright intended, but the Cur systems had a boost of when they want to is 2 megajoules per lap. I don't know how much that is, but that's 160 horsepower. If you're down 160 horsepower for a 50 lap Grand Prix, that's down a lot of power. I mean, like, you can't race with that much, and that's with it just so reliant on the battery is that I don't necessarily think that for especially for lower end teams, which we're going to get into, the lower end teams, it's impossible for lower end teams to be up with the Ferrari and the Mercedes. And the Red Bull, it's almost impossible. It really is. You look at the standings from 2014 all the way now to 2020. Mercedes has absolutely dominated the standings. There, except for 2017, there hasn't even been a close race for the championship. And the 2017 championship was only competitive 75% through the season. And this is killing Formula One. I think Jeff, you can agree. This is
Yeah.
my. We're just gonna get right into it. Mercedes dominance is ruining Formula One. And it is. You've seen it in NASCAR with Jimmy Johnson and Hendrick, they dominated. Nobody wanted to watch Jimmy Johnson win every Sunday. People didn't want to watch Schumacher win every Sunday. There's no competition for the title. It's Hamilton and what was Rosberg, and that was only in 2016. And I will give 2016 a great season. That was a great battle all the way to the end in Abu Dhabi. Same with 2015, but that's just between two cars. It gets boring in the midfield. You don't care about who gets fifth.
Yeah.
It's to the point where you have to spend so much money. There should be a market cap, which I thank God they're adding for 2022, the rule changes, that the FIA should have introduced into after 2016 when Mercedes had 3 years of dominance. No doubt Mercedes is still going to be the best team with all these budget caps or whatever they're going to be. But it'll make it closer, but Mercedes is still going to win. But if you're going to put it, Hamilton's still the best driver. I think you can, Jeff, do you have any argument?
I agree with you for the most part. It's not only like every weekend Lewis Hamilton is. I'm pretty sure you actually in the record for most consecutive wins, or is it still Vettel? I'm not too sure.
I think Vettel has most consecutive wins.
Okay, yeah, I thought so. But every Sunday, you know exactly what's going to happen. A Mercedes 1-2, Hamilton 1, Bottas 2, and then. You know, for third, it's either Leclerc or Verstappen, mainly Verstappen. But, you know, I'm sick and tired of watching Mercedes every weekend win and rack up points. Like, there's no point of even watching anymore because you know what's going to happen.
I couldn't agree more. And don't get me wrong. I love Lewis Hamilton. I'm a diehard McLaren fan. I love watching him in the McLaren. I loved watching him in the Mercedes in 2016. I was rooting for him. But there's a point where it's just so boring. Like, I don't want to watch the McLarens. I mean, the McLarens be butt and the Ferraris be butt. I mean, Leclerc's driving the freaking crap out of the Ferrari right now. And it's not even close to the Mercedes. And Verstappen has one race win this year in 9 races. Bottas has one. And Hamilton has 7 race wins. And I think 5 of those.
This is the thing that gets me most mad, is there's nothing any other team can do. Like you said, like there's no keep up with Mercedes. It's atrocious.
And even though there's the pit stops are very strategic and the midfield is very entertaining this year, as it always is. I don't care about who gets fourth and fifth. Or who gets on the podium in third. I care about who's winning the race, who's getting the pole position, who's starting on the front row, and that's Mercedes every weekend. Granted, Verstappen has a good weekend on a certain track that fits the Red Bull well, but the Red Bull can't keep up at tracks like Canada.
Don't have the engine for it.
They don't have the engine for it. If the Ferrari can't keep up at Monza, it's just Mercedes' absolute dominance. Especially this year most. Last year, the Ferrari, Leclerc, Dro, and Vettel both competed for race wins. Same with the year before. But this year is an absolute blowout by Mercedes. It's to the point where it's ruining the sport because motorsports in general, they are not gaining fans. Motorsports losing fans is an older, old-school sport now. And they have to understand, when people are turning on this, especially me and Jeff, we grew up watching Formula One, and my whole life, pretty much, I've seen either Vettel win or Hamilton win. We've had three Formula One championships in the past 10 years. 3 different drivers. That's it. 3 different drivers as champion. And you compare that to 2010. We have Schumacher, we have Alonso, Hamilton, Massa. Oh no, not Massa. Vettel. One in 2010, and Hamilton. So, yes, you're having a repeat of champions. You have 5, but 5 over 3? And all those championships in the previous generations of cars, even Schumacher's wins, even though they were dominating, especially in F2000, F2004, in the 90s, the Ferrari wasn't all that competitive. There was still a battle to the end with Williams and Jacques Villeneuve. There's none of that in with Mercedes. There's not them trumping Ferrari. There's none of that. It's just Mercedes pure dominance from flag to flag.
Yeah.
5 times this year, Lewis has won flag to flag, and Bottas has won a race flag to flag. It's not entertaining. Even qualifying, Q3 is dominated by Mercedes.
I think Mercedes' dominance now is it's with McLaren and Schumacher with Ferrari. I firmly do believe in that. It's 10 times worse than those other two eras of Formula 1.
Yeah, go on about Senna. The MP44, 1988 Formula 1 season, MP44 won 16 out of 17 races or 19 out of 20 races. They didn't win one race because they crashed each other out at the last race at Suzuka. Moral of the story, you had two, in my opinion, top five drivers in the best car in Formula 1 history. That is entertaining. But when Hamilton is constantly beating his teammate, Bottas is not quick enough. Hamilton's a much quicker driver. And I think if you put Verstappen in a Mercedes, it would be I still think Lewis would beat him because Lewis is a top five Formula 1 driver of all time, regardless of if he's in the best car or the worst car. Lewis Hamilton and Mercedes is dominating the sport, and I hate to hate on greatness. Because you looking back on it, you're going to say Lewis Hamilton was great, Mercedes was great.
Yep.
You can't hate on greatness, but right now I'm hating on greatness because it's not entertaining.
See, that's how I feel. I hate to go off the car topic, but that's how I feel with the Patriots and Tom Brady.
I agree, 100%.
You knew exactly, every year the Patriots, when they're going to the playoffs, they're going to go to the Super Bowl and win. You knew it was going to happen because they're that good. There's nothing no other team could do. It's the same thing here with Mercedes and Hamilton. It gets me angry.
And it's not like this is like football where there's a strategy. There's nothing. This is all technical Formula One. It's all logistical. Yep. It's all political. There's nothing they can do to catch up. And you get the standings from 2010. I bring up the standings. There are five drivers that were capable of winning the championship that year. Five. And four within the final race. There's four drivers within 16 points of each other in 2010.
But also, the other thing that gets me a little angry, too, is Ferrari's decline. I mean, during pre-testing, they looked like they're going to be the fastest car. And then out of nowhere, they're just complete shit. I don't know what happened.
I don't know how with Ferrari, but that's also another part of it.
At least before they would still compete somewhat, but now with Ferrari's decline, you already know. Like I said, it's Mercedes all the way.
Yeah, it's almost like the podium position, third place should be first place at this point. And I give a lot of credit to Leclerc and Verstappen for driving the crap out of the Red Bull and the Ferrari, especially Leclerc driving the crap out of that Ferrari to even get on the podium.
Podium, yeah.
And Verstappen's win at Silverstone, a little controversial, got lucky. But he had to get lucky to win those races. There's nothing you could do about Mercedes at this point because Mercedes, the car is way too fast. And that's the whole point of this podcast is that the Mercedes car, that car is just – there's nothing that can catch up to it. No one wants to spend that much money. And McLaren and Ferrari and Red Bull are putting that much money and they still can't catch up. They can't play catch up. There's such a big gap from the midfield, the lower tier teams, and the Mercedes. There's such a gap. And you look at I'm going to bring back 2010. 2010 will be our different season. It's Mercedes is still in this. Mercedes still has a competitive car in this season. Vettel won the championship with 256 points. Second place was 252. Weber was 242. Then 240, 214. That's four drivers within 16 points of each other. And Button within another 30 points. Jeff, this is I
see the coronavirus didn't help either because at least with some Grand Prix, the not as good cars like Red Bull and Ferrari could at least still keep up. Like, for instance, like with Monaco, I don't think Mercedes would have been as dominant as they are with every other Grand Prix. But because Monaco's canceled, you know, it just helps out Mercedes even more.
I still think Hamilton would win the Monaco Grand Prix.
I mean, Hamilton's
the best driver in qualifying.
Okay, all right.
You can't overtake it, Monaco. Is the Red Bull the best car there? Probably it is. But I don't think Verstappen has never had the qualifying pace. He's not a good qualifier. His race pace is absolutely amazing. His raw race pace may be the best on the grid. But if you can't qualify pole position in Monaco, you're not winning. And I just don't understand the Formula One Championship. You had three teams, technically four. So that's eight drivers that were capable, plus Robert Kubica and Rubens Barrichello, if you want to count him. So that's 10 drivers that were capable of getting the title and race wins every weekend. It wasn't just, even in 2017, when you had the Ferrari that was really good and the Red Bull was really good. Daniel Ricciardo was still at Red Bull.
Yep.
There's still six drivers that's competing for a race win. That's not enough. If NASCAR, you don't know who's going to win that race. The Indy 500, you don't know who's going to win. There's no favorites. The cars are spec'd. They're not spec'd, but they're close to spec'd, and I don't want Formula One to go to spec racing. That's not what I'm asking. I'm just saying that the FIA needs to regulate these rules better to where Mercedes can't just dominate. And you need to give the McLarens, the Renaults, the Racing Points. Racing Point is a totally different topic. We'll go on that. I'll rant about Racing Point for a different episode. But get even Williams. Give them a chance. Bring more sponsors into the sport in general. Give more financial aid to these teams. Get more publicity for the lower-end teams. Don't sponsor Mercedes FIA, Formula One. Don't say Lewis Hamilton on the cover. Put George Russell on the cover. Put Lando Norris on the cover.
Also, Mercedes dominance, I think, is like having teams have to sell. Like Williams, for instance, they're new. And then also with Sauber a couple of years ago, if they didn't find a late buyer, they may have not have been a team.
And the same with Force India. India went bankrupt.
Yeah.
And Lawrence Stroll bought it. Mercedes doesn't have that money issue, and I think money is a big issue in Formula One because it is so expensive to start a Grand Prix team. And I'm just going to go for a little bit longer and say that Mercedes and Lewis Hamilton's dominance isn't like enjoyable to watch. It really isn't. I mean, I've said that, I don't know, 40 or 50 times in this episode.
But it just isn't. Like, it gets everybody angry. Like, there's no other way to put it. Like, Mercedes is just making everybody mad. Like,
now, what is Mercedes even doing that different? You look at the car, it's not really that different. It's just they put the most money into the sport, and they need a budget cap to eliminate this, try to close up the teams. And every year, there was a print in my lifetime. I started watching Formula One hardcore in 2015. So let's just count 2014 of me watching Formula One.
Okay.
14, Hamilton won the title by I don't know, 50 points. 2014, he won the title. 2015, he won the title. 2016, Rosberg won the title. 2017, Hamilton won the title. 2018, Hamilton won the title. 2019, Hamilton won the title. And I'm just going to put it right here. You know Hamilton's winning the title this year. He's already up by 50 points through nine races.
Yeah.
It's absolutely it's bonkers to believe that the Formula One hasn't done a rule change. I mean, the 2017 rule change with the bigger tires, the wing and the shark fin, that didn't do anything. That just made Ferrari a little bit more competitive, but it didn't work in the long run. And you can't compare this to Schumacher and Ferrari. You really can't. You can't compare it to the McLarens. McLarens, you had the Williams in the 90s and Senna and Ferrari. was competitive in the early 90s. But even in 88 and 89, the McLarens were on a different level than any other car in the sport. But you had Prost and Senna battling in those cars. That's the only difference I really see. And Schumacher's titles, most of them were earned. Granted, the 2000 season and the 2004 season, the car was absolutely amazing. Ferrari just made a beautiful car that drove amazingly, and you put a great pilot in the seat. You're going to win the championship. But Schumacher faced off against the Williams three times. Jacques Villeneuve. And he wasn't going to win that race. He crashed him out the first time, and the second time he didn't. And Villeneuve won the title.
I remember in the 80s when everyone was like arguing about, oh, turbos are going to kill the sport, blah, 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 blah. But now, literally, nobody, like, I don't understand, like, what they're doing to allow Mercedes to keep on, like, doing this. Like, it's unbelievable. They're not doing anything. It's almost as if they want Mercedes to win every year.
Exactly. And I haven't seen a major penalty on Mercedes. I really haven't. Are they doing anything wrong? You think that Mercedes is that good and not bending any rules?
Yeah.
It's impossible. It's not good for Formula One. It's really not good for Formula One. And the McLarens, like, they got fined in 2007 because of Spygate, spying on Ferrari. Racing Point got fined this year, but even Racing Point this year. That's a Mercedes-sponsored team.
They came out of nowhere.
It's a Mercedes, and look how dominant it still is. It's the second-best car on the grid this year. It's the second-best car on the best car on the grid. It's the second-best car. And you can't argue that. It's the second-best car on the grid, and it's the Mercedes from last year.
Mercedes is almost becoming an empire where eventually, with all this money they're getting, they're going to just buy out every team. Okay, that's a little too far, but they're becoming an empire. They're controlling the sport. There's no other way to put it. They're literally just taking advantage of everyone and everything.
I completely agree. So you look at the teams with Mercedes power suppliers. You have Mercedes, obviously, that's running their own, making their own engines. McLaren's not. Ferrari isn't. Red Bull isn't. But you have Williams, who's a back marker. But you're still, obviously, you're bringing all their young drivers into that spot, into those seats with Russell. And I think Russell should get a seat at Mercedes next year. But that's a different episode. But the Silver Arrows, and I don't even know what the car is this year. It's black. Looks cool. But the Racing Point. You think that they're not getting money from Williams and they're not getting money from Racing Point to put engines in their cars? They're getting even more money as an engine supplier. And they're going to get even more money next year with McLaren joining. This Mercedes. And I think the McLaren, eventually, McLaren knows what they're doing. They're going to eventually become competitive with the Mercedes. And Mercedes is going to not give them engines anymore. Because they have a premium on Formula One. The engines, it's the best power unit.
Yeah. And it's not close either.
No. I mean, the Ferrari had a really good power unit last year and the year before and the year before that. But before that, and this year especially, the Ferrari engine, shit. I just don't see how the hybrid era is a positive for Formula One. In general, we go back to the big picture. If you were to give it a grade to the hybrid era, what grade would you give it?
Like out of 10? Is that what you're saying?
No, like A+, B+ type deal.
I mean, there is some positives to it. I mean, like, it's, I would say it's somewhat easier for drivers, I guess, because they can control how much fuel and all that they want to, like. But if I was to grade it, I'd give it a C minus. I'd say there's more negative to it than positive, but of course, you know, you always have to look at both sides. But yeah, I'd say I'd give it a C minus. There's more negative. What about you? What would you give it?
Going on with this hybrid era, if you were to rate it in the Formula One era, the 2009 to 2013 era, and the early 2000s era, the hybrid era doesn't come close. It really doesn't. I get that the hybrid era is the future of racing. I get all the Le Mans cars are hybrid. I understand that. But God damn it, Formula One. You are ruining the sport. Not just with Mercedes. Not just with Ferrari being dominant. Not just all of that. Just throw that out the window. You're taking the ground of your sport, the foundation of your sport, and throwing it out the window. This is the pinnacle of racing. And you're turning it into something that isn't competitive. It's not competitive anymore. Mercedes wins the flag to flag every race. It's not competitive. It's not the pinnacle of motorsport. Is it the hardest car to drive? Yes. Is it the fastest car around a circuit? Yes. But it's not the pinnacle anymore. It's not the pinnacle of racing. That is my point. Not the pinnacle of motorsport, but it's not the pinnacle of racing. Racing is wheel to wheel fighting for a championship. Mercedes and Formula One, that's not the pinnacle of racing.
They're coasting. They're coasting through it.
It's not racing. I think, Jeff, you know what racing is. That's not racing. Mercedes dominance, that's not racing. That's not Formula One. That's not surprise wins. This is logistics. This is politics. This is what this is. And that, I'm giving the hybrid era, I have to agree with you, Jeff, it's a C minus. And if it wasn't that the hybrid was the future of motorsports, I would give Formula One a zero. I'd give it an F. The only thing positive is that F1's moving forward with their technology.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's just me and you ranting about Formula One. This is almost every single Formula One fan.
Yeah.
Bring back the V8 and V10 and V12. I know that's not realistic. Those are never going to come back. I know that. Jeff, we know that.
Yeah.
But make it more competitive. Please. I'm begging of you to make it more competitive. And that's why I just don't understand why Mercedes isn't just going to. If I'm in Mercedes right now, if I'm Toto Wolff, I don't care about what I'm saying or about what this guy's saying on the internet or what my fans are saying. I don't care. I'm winning.
Yeah.
But to everybody outside of Mercedes and outside of the FIA, wake up, people. The Formula One has to listen to their fans here and understand that when they bring out the 2022 era cars, or 2021 was supposed to be, these rule changes are directed to make the midfield, every car, a little bit closer to each other, which I think is great. And I think that's where Formula One needs to step into. But this era, 2014 to now 2021, is the worst era in Formula One history. I don't care. I understand they're moving forward in innovation. I understand they're moving forward in safety. I understand they're moving forward in the powertrain. I understand that. I really do. But the racing, that's what it is. The racing is shit.
Yeah, that's what everybody came to watch. They're getting rid of it. That's what everybody became, like, fans of F1 to see the racing.
Formula One is racing. That's the sport. Motorsports is racing. If a motorsport has no competitive racing in it, is it even a sport to begin with? That's the decline of Formula One. That's the decline. That is why the hybrid era is so shit. And I really hope the FIA and Formula One learns from this era on Formula One and what fans are saying and what the drivers are saying to make the next era better than this one. Any closing thoughts?
I would say the same thing as you. I mean, like I said many times, it's boring. Like you said, it's destroying racing. You know, I might as well just go watch NASCAR, watch them go in circles. Because, I mean, sure, that's racing, but I specifically watched F1 to see competitive racing, not know just go around in circles like NASCAR and stuff.
An IndyCar, the Indy 500.
But still, I mean, they need to do something. That's the bottom line. I mean, there's nothing, they have to do something.
And same closing thoughts. I just went on a rant. I was screaming. And that's just how it is. So that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Jeff will be back. We have many more podcasts planned. This is only the third episode of the series. Please follow Spotify. Be the best version of yourself. And I don't even know what to expect for the Belgian Grand Prix. Probably another Mercedes 1-2. But we'll call it a day. Thank you, Jeff, for joining.
Thank you for having me, Dan.
Of course. And as always, my name is Dan, and I like cars. See ya.